The defendant is your niece. She needed a car. She had no credit.
Doing family a favor did her in.
You fell behind in the payments.
She informed me that the car was towed.
Then this aunt really got aggravated.
Got the car out, and then you missed the next month.
When I was going to make the payment, she took the car.
She's now in the hole for about $9,000. Her good deed went punished.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Lucretia Mingle is suing her niece, 23-year-old Adrienne Marshall, for the balance on a Chevy Cruze she helped her buy.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 502 on the calendar in the matter of Mingo versus Marshall.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Mingo, the defendant is your niece. She needed a car. She had no credit. You decided to do what I always consider a very silly thing. You decided to purchase a car, and she promised you she would make payments on the loan that you took out on the car. And for a while, she was making payments directly. She made payments to the bank. Is that right?
Yes.
And then you fell behind in the payments.
Yes.
And you fell behind in the payments, and the car was towed.
Yes.
And you knew that the car was towed.
She informed me that the car was towed.
In order to get the car out, you had to make up your past payments.
Right, correct.
And when was the car towed, month and year?
November of 2017.
And you paid them at that time how much?
It was a total of like $1,400, a little over $1,400.
Okay, and how much were the monthly payments?
$289.93, okay. About $290 a month. Yes, I do.
Okay. So now the car in November is towed. Miss Marshall, whose responsibility it was to make the payments, made the payments, got the car out.
Correct.
And then you missed the next month.
No. What happened was I got the car back. I was late on the payments because I was on bed rest.
Listen to me. It matters not to her why you were late on the payments. It affects her credit.
Correct.
When you're late, it doesn't affect your credit. When you don't make the payments, when the car is towed, it doesn't affect your credit. It affects hers.
Correct.
Right. And the bank doesn't care whether you were on bed rest or whether you broke a toe or whether you lost your job. They don't care. They care about getting their money for the car. That's all they care about. And what I want to know from you is, after you took the car out of impound and paid the $1,400, did you miss another payment?
No. When I was going to make the payment is when she took the car.
On what day of the month were you going to make a payment?
It wasn't due until the following month. It wasn't due in November, because when I got the car back in November, they added the November bill. So when the next one was due is when she had already taken the car. Right, correct. Is when she already had taken the car.
Okay.
And now also, I wasn't able to pay it because she changed the passwords to everything.
No, no, no. What I want to know is, Miss Mingo is going to show me, I assume, because her reason for towing the car and having the car towed back to the bank, because that's what this case is about. She had the car picked up, towed back to the bank. They sold it at a shortfall, and she's now in the hole for about $9,000. So after November of 2017, did you receive a notice from the bank that the payment was delinquent?
I have a statement in December that she had a past due payment and a current payment, and she owed them $982.
May I see that, please?
Can I add, I never got that because she had locked me out of the account, so I couldn't see if anything was due or past due. It should never have been past due because I had paid for the November. So the month that I was supposed to be paying was December when she had took the car.
Past due payments, $296. Total unpaid other fees, $390. What was the other fees for?
The fee for the $300 is for the towing.
I have a payment here where I paid them $140 at the Long Island Auto Recovery. I had paid them $140, and I have the receipt here.
Can I see what was the total bill?
They charged me $140. It's in her name, but the receipt came to me because I had paid it. Also,
No, it says total due 235.
Right, and it's crossed off because
well,
of the bank.
Well, I don't know who
crossed it off. No, no, it's crossed off because, and I paid the 135 because with that towing company, they have, and she was there when I got the car because she had to be there. And they told her that it's 140 because of the payment plan that the bank and they have together. So that's why they took off money.
Is that right?
I'd like to explain that they give a discount for
yes.
Capital One.
Okay, so she is correct. She paid what she owed for the towing. So what are these other unpaid fees?
She was a month behind and she wasn't current.
But if I wasn't current, then they would never release the car to me. And I have on my statement where I paid the amount for them to release the car to me. Because in order for them to give me the car back, I had to be up to date and up to the month.
I don't know. It just says other fees here. She didn't write this in. Did you see this?
No, because she didn't give me anything.
On what date did you have the car towed back to the bank?
Oh, when I had it towed back to the bank was after January 10th.
Okay. Is that correct, Ms. Marshall?
I'm not sure because she never told
January.
Me when she was going to get it.
Well, did you use the car in December?
Maybe the first week because that's when she had
no.
came and got the car.
Sorry.
So it was the first week of December that I had
okay.
the car.
This statement date is 12/21. So all I want to know is whether you had good cause to have this car repossessed in January. After having received this notice that she was, in fact, delinquent. So what date did you have the car towed back to the finance company?
It was approximately January 12th after the police report.
What, can I see the police report?
I also have text.
Don't say anything to me.
Okay, sorry.
Well, the date of this police report is January 10th, 2018. And this was a civil dispute, persons involved with the two of you. That was January 10th, and that is after she received a notice of your delinquency.
Right.
So I want you to listen to me carefully. The first thing that you did was get very far behind so that they repossessed your car in November. That's annoying for her credit. You get the car out, and she said, okay, got the car out, you became current. She had to be there because the car's in her name. You took the car. The next statement she gets is December 21st, which indicates that you are now $982.72 total due. You told me that your payments were $289 a month. Added into that figure were $390 for other fees. I don't know what that is, but based upon the number, you were past due $296, and the current month was $296. So whether or not this is accurate,
right.
And you're going to tell me it's not accurate, but that's up to you to clarify with the bank, not with her. This is what she got. She was burned once. Shame on you. Burned twice. Shame on her. She had an absolute right to have the car repossessed. She did. Police had to be called because you wouldn't relinquish the keys. She brought it back to the bank. They sold it two times based upon this. She doesn't even need the second time. The first time would have been enough. You created a situation where her good deed went punished. You stopped making payments on the car. October, September, because in November, you owe them $1,400. Your payments are only $300 a month, which means that you were at least 3 months behind in your payments. She has an absolute right at that point to take the car back and to make it so that her credit isn't further damaged.
Can I?
You can, but I'm telling you that. That's the rule.
Right, but the reason why she has a second one, it's because that's when she took the car to them. So when the car was released is when I was supposed to make the payment.
Just a second.
And she had taken the car when that late payment that you're talking about is when she already had taken the car. But when she took the car, it was up to date, and it was only a week after I got it back. She texted me, and she asked me that I want to keep the car. And the whole thing came down to me asking her if she can change the insurance. She didn't like the argument that we had, and that's when she said, okay, I'm going to take the car.
Did you have the car insured September, October, November?
I had the car.
Just a second.
Yes, yes.
Just a second. You didn't pay for the car, but you paid for the insurance.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling
yes.
me?
Yes.
You have proof of that?
Actually, I do have the proof. And she has the app. I can't get all the proof because she locked me out of the app.
Well, she says in her complaint that you didn't pay for the insurance.
No, I circled where I paid. It all comes out of my card. I have both. It's 11-3.
Is the car insured September, October, November?
Yes. Okay. She did not pay in December. She asked me to get an extension on the payment, so there was a balance in December.
Did she say why she needed an extension on the payment for December's insurance?
No, she did not explain why she needed it.
How much was the insurance?
Her insurance is approximately $440 a month.
Is that right?
Right, because of her accident. So it went up, and I have the accident claim, and that's what I was trying to explain to her.
Listen to me. It's not her fault that you couldn't get a car on your credit. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's not her fault. So if she had an accident driving her car, and therefore this car is in her name, so that all of the cars on her policy go up, do you think that she should give you the difference of what she was paying?
No. See, what the thing came down to was she switched her insurance so that she can get less insurance on her car, right? Which, okay, I understand. But when I'm asking, can I change my insurance because it keeps going up because of the accident that you had? I just feel like if you're able to switch it, which she was, because we had got a quote from another insurance. She didn't want to change it.
She didn't want to have anything to do with you anymore.
But
just a second. She didn't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You didn't make payments September, October, and November. And then you called her in December after you had gotten the car out of impound in November, and you said, can you get an extension on the payment for my insurance? And she gets a notice from Capital One that you're delinquent in payments.
But I wasn't. That's
well, I don't know whether you were or you weren't, but she gets a notice that you were.
But I can show where I paid
in... Okay, don't show me. Show Capital One.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Did they ask you why you didn't have a license?
Yeah, he did. And my answer was that I didn't pass the test, so...
All the driving test is your basic driving skills. If you failed the driving test, they said you didn't have basic driving skills. Why did you let him drive your car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lucretia Mingo says her niece, Adrienne Marshall, owes for a car that's in her name. Adrienne is countersuing for the return of payments.
Now, can I see the shortfall on the car, please?
The
shortfall. They took the car, they sold it, and they told you had so much left to pay on the loan.
But she took the car from me. I didn't ask for her to take the car.
I don't care.
I could have kept making the payments.
You didn't make the payments. September, October, and November, you breached the contract.
Right, but I...
You breached the contract.
She knew that.
Okay.
Because
We're done.
Okay.
You and I are done. You have a counterclaim for money owed for return of payments, which is ridiculous. You used the car. Make believe you rented it. All I want to see is the shortfall
of
the car.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Here it is. Sorry.
This is an explanation of calculation of deficiency.
Yes.
Did you ever call them and say, is there a way that we can settle this?
I did speak to them several times about it.
And?
I had no way of paying them the full amount of the car.
Well, they sold the car for $3,400.
Yes.
So this check, actually $5,000, which is my limit in this court, goes directly to Capital One.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Very good. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. May step out.
I feel that Judge Judy was fair in her decision, and she saw right through everything.
I think it is what it is. She's still my aunt. It's whatever.
It has put a strain on our relationships.
If you can't get it in your own name, don't get it at all.
The bank is closed.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sherman versus Quadros. Step forward.
Ron Sherman is suing fellow motorist 18-year-old Hector Quadros and his father, Jose, for car damage.
Mr. Quadros, how old is your son?
18.
18.
Yes.
You can sit down, because you weren't there when this accident happened. Is that right?
No, I wasn't. Thank you.
Mr. Sherman, you had an automobile accident with a car that was driven by this young man almost a year ago.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're going to tell me about the accident, but my first point is that this accident happened in October of last year. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And it took you some time to track down Mr. Quadros.
Yes, it did.
And I assume that when the accident happened, Mr. Quadros gave you his information.
Yes, I received the information through...
What information did you give him, Mr. Quadros?
My name,
What else?
My identification.
Tell me what you gave him.
My address, my identification.
Which identification did you give?
My California ID.
What about your driver's license?
Your Honor, honestly, I don't have a driver's license.
Right. So what were you doing driving a car?
I was headed to work, coming home from
work.
So
that means that you drive a car all the time?
No, Your Honor, only when I need it for work.
Well, how often do you need it for work?
Well, at the time, I was working 5 days a week.
Okay. So you drive the car all the time without a driver's license. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I had enough time. I had my blinkers on.
No, just obviously. A second. You didn't have enough time, sir, because you had an accident.
Right when I was lane switching, I seen him, like, he was going fast. So he was, since he was going fast, he hit me, and I got hit into a trailer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ron Sherman says, fellow motorist Hector Quadros changed lanes without looking and hit him.
Now, did you give Mr. Sherman a telephone number to contact you?
Yes.
Did you give him the wrong number?
No.
You gave him the right number?
Yes.
Did you write down the number?
Yes, I received the phone number.
And did you try calling him?
I tried calling the phone number twice, and the phone just rang. I never received the answer. I tried it a couple of times, Your Honor, and I just set it aside.
How did you finally track Mr. Quadros down?
I had to file a small claims court hearing at the Downey Courthouse.
But in order to do that, you needed an address. Did you have his address?
Yes, I had his address.
Because you got that from an identification card. Don't just tell me. How did you get his address?
I got his address through the supplemental report from the Southgate Police Department.
Did they respond to the scene?
Yes, they did.
So they made a report?
Yes, they did.
In what month did you finally get his information?
December the 21st.
So a couple of months later?
Yes.
The accident happened on October what, sir?
October the 5th, 2017, Your Honor.
And Mr. Quadros was changing lanes?
Yes, ma'am, he was.
You were driving straight?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Quadros, I read your answer. You were in the left lane and you were changing lanes, correct?
Correct.
Tell me what you did.
Okay. I was on the number two left lane.
You were in the left lane.
I was, yes. I was behind a trailer, two cars behind it. So I had enough time. I had my blinkers on.
No, just
obviously.
A second. You didn't have enough time, sir, because you had an accident. If you had enough time, you wouldn't have had an accident. So you're telling me that you put on your blinker.
Put on my blinker. I look to my mirror. I look over the shoulder twice, actually.
Maybe three times.
To double make sure, yeah. And in doing so, I switched lanes. I see Mr. Sherman's car coming fast.
How did you see his car if you were going straight?
Because right when I was lane switching, I seen him, like, he was going fast. So since he was going fast, he hit me, and I got hit into a trailer.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Can I see your estimate, please? When the police arrived, did they give you a ticket?
No, Your Honor.
Did they do anything?
They just took down my information.
Did they ask you why you didn't have a license?
Yeah, he did. And my answer was that I didn't pass the test, so...
When did you take the test?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, this happened in October of 2017. You were 17 years old. When did you take the test?
Like a month before October?
So you took the test in September and you didn't pass it?
Yes.
You know what? All the driving test is your basic driving skills. If you failed the driving test, they said you didn't have basic driving skills. Why did you let him drive your car?
Because the time he got out from the work, it was too late and nobody can pick him up, and he was paying so much money for the Uber by $25, $50 a night. I mean, he only make by $60. In other words, I mean, he have to drive. And also, I've been telling him go to get the driver license. I've been begging to him.
1922, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was in the left-hand turning lane. It was a two-lane, left-hand turning lane. He was on the right.
He hit me from the right fender, That's the only reason how I got hit into a trailer, obviously.
I had the right of way. I was going about 35 to 40 miles an hour.
So, you hit me?
And he decided to change lanes. I guess he figured that this lane is turning left and he don't want to turn left.
It is what it is. You know, we're going to proceed from here. Stay positive, you know?
He quickly made a turn. I don't think he checked his rear view mirror.
Just get my driver's license and get on and get going.
Just have your driver's license. It pays off.